This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو الا عزا وما تواضع احد لله الا رفعه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام honorable scholars respected brothers elders mothers and sisters this world by design is not a place of compensation nor a place of retribution So don't be perplexed, nor alarmed, nor startled by the clemency, by the grace and the respite extended to the tyrants, the autocrats, the dogmatic rulers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي الظَّالِمِ The nature of Allah is He gives grace, He extends the leash to the evildoers. And do not be depressed if you don't see any immediate return for your good deeds. Because by design, neither of the two have been ordained and decreed in this world. فَلَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا جَزَاءً لِمُحْسِنٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا مَعَاشٌ لِظَالِمٍ لَقَدْ جَاعَ فِيهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ كَرَامَةً وَقَدْ شَبِعَتْ فِيهَا بُطُونُ الْبَهَائِمِ Wow. فَلَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا جَزَاءً لِمُحْسِنٍ If this world was a place where the pious are rewarded for their good in totality, لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا مَعَاشٌ لِظَالِمٍ Then any and every tyrant who drinks the blood of innocent children would have never found a meal before himself. He would have never enjoyed a roof above his head. He would never have adequate clothing to cover his body. But the harsh reality is, لَقَدْ جَاعَ فِيهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ كَرَامَةً The galaxy of Anbiya probably had to contend with the greatest of challenges, and not out of humiliation, but out of a test and a trial, respect and dignity. وَقَدْ شَبِعَتْ فِيهَا بُطُونُ الْبَهَائِمِ Leave the tyrants and the oppressors. The predators are sleeping with it. Belly that's satiated while the Anbiya retire to bed hungry, challenged and opposed by their nations. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْ إِنَّهُ لَيَؤُوسٌ كَفُورٌ In the 12th juz in Surah Hud on the first page, Allah says, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً And if we were to make man taste prosperity, ease and mercy, and then suddenly we seize and snatch the prosperity and the bounties and the boons he enjoys, إِنَّهُ لَيَؤُوسٌ كَفُورٌ Man is very fickle-minded. As soon as we pull the plug, we halt the perks, we stop the privileges, he becomes despondent and he becomes ungrateful. He forgets that he's been enjoying prosperity for a long time. Allah has tested him for a stint. He becomes despondent. Now things are tough. It's going pear shape. Nothing is right in my life. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. Flip the coin, reverse the scenario. He's going through difficulty for an extended period. Things are tough. The goings are tough in his life. It's just not happening. It's not clicking. It's not gelling. This one is sick. The business is dipping. This one is diagnosed. That one passed away. He's going through challenges for a long period of time. And then Allah says, we reverse the role for him. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ. And if we make him taste prosperity after difficulty, his arrogance is such, ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. Listen, I went through a patch of darkness and challenges, but I'm on top of the situation now. Now I'm done with it. He doesn't reflect, I've been coming a long, tough way. Let me watch my words. Let me not become arrogant. I've just tasted money now. What Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, أَنْتَقَتِ الدَّرَاهِمُ أُنَاسًا كَانُوا سُكُوتًا. أَنْتَقَتِ الدَّرَاهِمُ أُنَاسًا كَانُوا سُكُوتًا. Wealth made some mute people scream. Wealth made some mute individuals scream. The man never spoke, never featured. And wealth came in his lap and wow, he's now on a good wicket. So Allah says he's so arrogant, he's coming down with a life of challenges. Then we just take away the challenges. We give him prosperity. He doesn't say, hey, let me be cautious. Let me walk sensitively. I know what I've been through. ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. My tough days, my dark days, my challenging days are gone. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِيحٌ فَخُورٌ. He's arrogant, he's obstinate, he's haughty, he's proud. The scholars of tafsir have made an amazing deduction in this ayah. While Allah highlights the fickle-minded nature of man, in both instances, Allah uses and adopts the phrase أَذَقْنَاهُ وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. If we make man taste prosperity, if we make man taste, from this they deduce that on earth there is no prosperity, there is no adversity, it's purely tasting both. In this world there is Inna jahannama jaza'ukum jaza'an mawfura, a wafira. Jahannam is the place where real pain and affliction will happen. And paradise is the place where the pinnacle of ecstasy. We heard beautifully in the recitation. Inna alladhina sabaqat lahum minna alhusna ulaika anha mub'adun. Those for whom nobility has been decreed and ordained, they would be kept distant from hell. May Allah make us from amongst those people. So this world by design is not a place of compensation and is not a place of retribution. So what we've seen happening in the world, let it not depress you, my brother. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't dare entertain the thought that your Lord is oblivious of the oppression, the aggression, and the tyranny of the tyrants. So then Allah stop it. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. I have decreed to postpone it till their gaze will be fixed and dazzled. If this world was a place of retribution, the land of Sham would not continue drinking the blood of innocent, defenseless children. If this land was a place of retribution, Sayyidina Hussein would not be assassinated. تَأَوَّهَ قَلْبِي وَالْفُؤَادُ كَئِيبُ وَأَرِقَ نَوْمِي فَالسُّهَادُ عَجِيبُ فَمَنْ مُبْلِغٍ عَنِّي الْحُسَيْنَ رِسَالَةً وَإِنْ كَرِهَتْهَا أَنفُسٌ وَقُلُوبُ ذَبِيحٌ بِلَا جُرْمٍ ذَبِيحٌ بِلَا جُرْمٍ كَأَنَّ قَمِيصَهُ صَبِيغٌ بِمَاءِ الْأُرْجُوَانِ خَضِيبُ فَلِلسَّيْفِ إِغْوَالٌ وَلِلرُّمْحِ رَنَّةٌ وَلِلْخَيْلِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الصَّهِيلِ نَحِيبُ تَزَلْزَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَكَادَتْ لَهُمْ صُمُّ الْجِبَالِ تَذُوبُ وَغَارَتْ نُجُومٌ وَاقْشَعَرَّتْ كَوَاكِبُ وَهُتِّكَ أَسْتَارٌ وَشُقَّ جُيُوبُ يصلى على المبعوث من آل هاشم ويغزى بنوه إن ذا لعجيب لئن كان ذنبي حب آل محمد فذلك ذنب لست عنه أتوب هم شفعائي يوم القيامة. The poet says, my heart is pulsating, it's throbbing, it's crying. تأوه قلبي وأريق نومي. My eyes has lost its sleep. فالسهاد عجيب. My insomnia is indescribable. فمن مبلغ عني الحسين رسالة. Will anyone muster the courage to go and whisper in the ears of every defenseless soul that has been killed and say to him, ذبيح بلا جرم. ذبيح بلا جرم. Without any crime, you have been cold-bloodedly murdered. كأن قميصه صبيغ بماء الأرجوان خضيب. The blessed garb of Sayyidina Hussein is stained with blood. Leave alone the humans that plotted the assassination of Sayyidina Hussein رضي الله عنه. فللسيف إغوال وللرمح رنة وللخيل من بعد الصهيل نحيب. Go close to that spear that was driven into his body and pierced. If you have the inner ear, you'll hear that spear is crying. Go close to that sword. If you have the inner eye, that eye is tearing. Go to that horse on which the horsemen mounted and they advanced. Those horses are not neighing, they are crying. Leave alone that. وَكَادَتْ لَهُمْ سُمُّ الْجِبَالِ تَذُوبُ. The mountains came into motion. وَغَارَتْ نُجُومٌ وَقْشَعَرَّتْ كَوَاكِبُ. The constellations gave way. The poem continues, my opening comments to myself and to you. This world is not a place of compensation. This world is not a place of retribution. The plan of Allah is on track. The confusion is in my mind. The distortion, the corruption, the misunderstanding is in my mind. The plan on Allah is in place. By the affliction that is on others, Allah has tested them with perseverance. And Allah has tested to see how I respond. Anyway, I want to focus, like on every talk, I try and give a message so that we can make some progress in our life. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. If you can't bring a smile to someone's face, don't put a frown on their face. I quoted a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I want to endeavor to advance on that hadith. A believer never stagnates. A believer never stagnates. He's always wanting to up himself, better himself, advance himself. Manzil se aage barkar manzil talashkar. Mil jai tujhko darya to samandar talashkar. Har shisha toot jata hai patthar ki chot se. Patthar hi toot jai wo shisha talashkar. Sajdo se tere kiya hua sadiya guzar gayi. دنیا تیری بدل دے وہ سجدہ تلاش کر. منزل سے آگے بڑھ کر منزل تلاش کر. Don't stagnate. Don't become complacent. Go ahead. You got to the river, move to the ocean, go beyond. Every window is shattered when a stone is hurled towards it. Find such a glass that breaks the stone and is resilient enough to take the stone. Find such a glass, become so solid, become so resilient, become so firm that regardless of what comes your way, you don't cave in, you don't succumb, you don't buckle under pressure. Sajdo se tere kiya hua sadiya guzar gayi. It's been a decade since last you enjoyed a spiritual prostration. Why don't you search for a prostration that changes the destiny of your life? Tera sajda kahi kafir na kar de tujhko e iqbal. Tu jukta kahi aur hai, sochta kahi aur hai. Tera sajda kahi kafir na kar de tujhko e iqbal. Let it not be that your prostration renders you a disbeliever, O iqbal. You are bowing here while your thoughts are roaming elsewhere. Tere mate pe agar hai sajde ka nisha to ka hua. Ko aisa sajda kar jo chor jai zameen pe nisha. تیرے ماتے پہ اگر ہے سجدے کا نشاں تو کیا ہوا کوئی ایسا سجدہ کر جو چور جائے زمین پہ نشاں. Listen, don't boast and rave about the prostration hallmark or mark on your forelock? How about a sajda that leaves an indelible impression on the earth? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us a wholesome package, and I try in my humble way, and every year I've been saying to Hafiz Saleem, 13 years in succession, you know what, I'm running dry with topics, man. I'm running dry with topics. But he's like, no, you just got to do it. So may Allah bless him for his muhabba, and may Allah reward you all. But really, we need to go forward. We need to move from here. We need to develop. We need to take it forward. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin." Chapter close. Charity never decreases the wealth of any soul ever. إِذَا مَاتَ السَّخِي, when a generous person passes away, قَالَتِ الْأَرْضِ, the earth intercedes and says, اللهم تجاوز عن عبدك هذا بسخائه في الدنيا. Allah, this servant of yours was very generous. He walked on me and I testify to his generosity. As the Quran says, we read in Surah Zilzal, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day, the tale, the earth will narrate its tale. It will say it all. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because your Lord has inspired it. Allah, this man has been very, very generous. Allah, you grant him Jannah because of his generosity. وَإِذَا مَاتَ الْبَخِيلِ, and when a miser dies, قَالَتِ الْأَرْضِ, the earth says, اللَّهُمَّ احْجُبْ عَبْدَكَ هَذَا عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا حَجَبَ عِبَادُكَ عَمَّا جَعَلْتَ فِي يَدَيْهِ. These are the words of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. He says that this is the response of the earth. When a miser dies, the earth says, Allah, this man withheld your favors, your wealth from your creation. Withhold Jannah from such a person. Sayyidina Uthman said, تَاجِرُ اللَّهَ بِالصَّدَقَةِ تُرْبِحُ. Listen, you're dealing and having business deals with everyone. Why don't you try doing a business deal with Allah, and it's only a win-win situation? Like 5 days ago, I was in Canada, and then I had a program in Toronto, and then from there we drove to Niagara. And there's this brother, Samir, a lovely Arab brother, who's of Lebanese origin. So he took me through. We spent a night at Niagara. I had a program there, and then we came back, etc., etc. So we got chatting and conversing, and he's telling me about his life, and mashallah, Allah has blessed him with a great empire. He says, Sheikh, أنا لما دخلت كندا كنت من اللاجئين. When I entered Canada, I had refugee status. I entered, and in my pocket, there was $60. That was it. Today, his empire is good few million dollars. Anyway, long story, the drive was long. I'm not going to give you a 1.5 hour of that whole story. I said, so, you know, where it happened and how it happened. تَاجِرُ اللَّهَ بِالصَّدَقَةِ تُرْبِحُ. Deal with Allah. Do a transaction. تَاجِرُ تَاجِرُ يُتَاجِرُ بَابِ مُفَعَلَ. Join in, do a transaction with Allah and see how profitable. He said, my first job was, I was squeezing oranges. And by the way, that's where I met my wife. Not me, he met his wife, right? That's where he met his wife, right? So, not the oranges was juicy, you can imagine, you know. You know, they say smile, it's the second best thing you can do with your lips. Anyway, تَاجِرُ اللَّهَ بِالصَّدَقَةِ تُرْبِحُ. So I said, and how did the empire grow and how did it evolve? He's got investments, he's got properties, he's got a plaza, he's got shops, he's got 70 acres of land. He said, I started growing, taking my baby steps, and then I said to myself, every Friday, whatever my profits are, as I'm growing in my business, I'm going to give that in charity to Allah. Every Friday. He said, Allah tested me on the first Friday. My profit on my first Friday in my business was $10,000. He said, Allah tested me on my first Friday. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدْ صدقنا ولنكونن من الصالحين ومنهم من عاهد الله لئن آتانا من فضله. They are many that are quick to swear an oath. The day Allah gives me, I will show Allah how I'll return His favor by spending in His path. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ. And then when we favor, and he said, I will not forget that day. The devil started feasting. It's my early stages. I just made my pledge to Allah. I mustered the courage. I wrote out my check. And he said, I went to this particular institution. It was a Friday before Maghrib. And I went and gave my $10,000 check. He said, it was that day to this day, this business only grew in leaps and bounds. تَاجِرُ اللَّهَ بِالصَّدَقَةِ تُرْبِحُ. Luqman Hakim said, إِذَا أَخْطَأْتَ خَطِيئَةً فَأَعْتِ صَدَقَةً. When you commit a crime, you should repent in many forms. The first should be give charity. Imam Sha'bi said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرَ نَفْسَهُ إِلَى ثَوَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ أَحْوَجْ مِنَ الْفَقِيرِ إِلَى صَدَقَتِهِ فَقَدْ أَبْطَلَ صَدَقَتَهُ وَذُرِبَ بِهَا وَجْهُهُ. If a donor doesn't believe that I need the reward more than the recipient needs the wealth, then you've destroyed your donation before parting way with your money. يَبْكِي عَلَى الذَّاهِبِ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَإِنَّمَا يَبْقَى الَّذِي يَذْهَبُ. يَبْكِي عَلَى الذَّاهِبِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. He's crying over the wealth he lost, only to know what went actually remained. Only to know what went actually remained. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, مَا مَاتَ لِي قَرَابَةٌ وَعَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ إِلَّا قَضَيْتُهُ عَنْهُ. There isn't a family member of mine, close or distant, who passed away leaving behind debts, but with the grace of Allah, I've settled everyone's debts. Ahmad Rifa'i rahimahullah said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تُسَهِّلُ الْمُرُورَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَتَجْعَلُ الدُّعَاءَ مُسْتَجَابًا. Salutations on the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will render your supplications accepted and will make it easy for you to cross the bridge on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it easy for us all. وَالصَّدَقَ فِي اللَّيْلِ تُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ. And charity by night, when no one is watching, extinguishes the displeasure, extinguishes the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today you might give, my brother, but we have no guarantee how quick and how swift the demographics of life can change. إِنَّ الْأَيْدِي أَلَّتِي أَلْقَتْ يُوسُفَ فِي الْبِئْرِ نَفْسُ الْأَيْدِي التي امتدت أمام يوسف ذليلة طالبة للصدقة. The very hands that dropped Yusuf alayhi salam in a well. Go, you dreaming, your father, you having this dream. Go, that's the end of your life. The brothers who plotted, who dropped him, were the very hands who came with their begging bowl to that same Yusuf. يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجات فأوفي لنا الكيل. O King, Your Majesty, Your Excellency, clueless that this is my brother, we're going through a tough time in our life. We're really going through a tough time. Scholars say Yusuf alayhi salam was under revelation not to divulge his details to his dad. But when this was done by his brothers, we really going through a bad patch. هُنَا هَاجَ الْحُزْنُ فِي يُوسُفَ وَلَمْ يَمْلِكْ نَفْسَهُ. Yusuf alayhi salam couldn't, there was a burst of emotions. He couldn't contain himself. So Allah can reverse the role. Allah can reverse it. مَا دَامَ الْمَالُ فِي يَدِكْ فَهُوَ قَلِيلٌ وَبِالصَّدَقَةِ يَسِيرُ كَثِيرٌ. As long as wealth is in your hand, then it is little. And as soon as you give this in charity, instantly it becomes excess and it becomes abundance. قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says, your wealth, my wealth, this whole world is little. And as soon as you give it to Allah, it becomes abundant. As long as the wealth is with you, it is perishable. As long as it comes to, as soon as it's transferred to Allah, it becomes permanent. مَا دَامَ الْمَالُ فِي يَدِكَ فَهُوَ فَانٍ وَبِالصَّدَقَةِ يَسِيرُ بَاقِيًا. What does Allah say? مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What you have is going to be destroyed and perish. What I have is permanent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَصَّرَ تَضْعِيفَ الْحَسَنَاتِ عَلَىٰ عَشَرَةٍ. Allah has averagely limited the reward of a virtuous action to 10. But there are certain actions that are greater and their reward is higher than 10. And amongst them is charity. What does Allah say? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا سَمَّاهُ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا فَلَا حَدَّ لَهُ. Who is there to give Allah a loan and Allah will multiply it and it will go beyond? This very brother told me a profound thing. He said, Allah hasn't told us in the Quran, donate your surplus wealth or donate wealth you have access to. And he said, this ayah gave me the ability to spend, and that's where he changed my life. Allah said, give me from what you love the most. Not what you have access to, not what is surplus, not what is offshore, not what you're not using. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّوا. Spend from what you attached. He said, this hit my heart. $60 in my pocket. I spent 30 days in the shelter for homeless people. كُنْتُ مِنَ اللَّاجِئِينَ. Today Allah has given me millions of dollars. And when I asked him the secret, with a tear in his eye and a crack in his voice, in absolute modesty, he conveyed it. And like I say to everyone, it's not only for me, but I convey this message to the ummah, because you don't know where. فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha says, prior to the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, first hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam told the honorable consorts, أَسْرَعُ كُنَّ لِحَاقًا بِي أَطْوَلُ كُنَّ يَدًا. After my demise, the first to join me will be the one with the longest hand. We took it literally, apparently, and outwardly, not figuratively or metaphorically. فَكُنَّا إِذَا جِتَمَعْنَا فِي بَيْتِ إِحْدَانَا بَعْدَ وَفَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَمُدُّ أَيْدِينَا عَلَى الْجِدَارِ نَتَطَاوَلُ. So after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, when we would gather at one house, I'm reading the hadith and my hair is standing on end. We have a get together. No, all the sister-in-laws are getting together. Huh? All the brother-in-laws are getting together. Wow, these are all the ummahatul mu'mineen in one house. These are all the ummahatul mu'mineen in one house. You have Aisha radiallahu anha. You have, imagine if that can't make me cry in envy of that place and that location that houses everyone who was a spouse to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكُنَّا إِذَا اجْتَمَعْنَا فِي بَيْتِ إِحْدَانَا بَعْدَ وَفَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. After the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, when we, the Azwaj, used to get together and we used to have our social discussion, نَمُدُّ أَيْدِينَا عَلَى الْجِدَارِ, we would stretch our hands against the wall. نَتَطَاوَلْ, we used to tiptoe to see who's the tallest, who's the most lanky, so that she will be the first to go. حَتَّى تُوَفِّيَتْ زَيْنَبُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Until Zainab radiallahu anha passed away. وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةً قَصِيرًا. And she was short in her physique. She was short in her height. In English they say, a man is never so tall like when he stoops to help a child. A man is never so tall like when he stoops to help a child. When Zainab radiallahu anha passed away, who was the shortest in her physique, فعرفنا حينئذ أن طول اليد, that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's reference of a long hand was not a literal but figurative. It referred to the generous hand, and that is what matters. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that climb on a tree and pluck something for me, so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu climbed onto the tree, and as he got on, his calf got exposed. So his calf wakanat nahifatan daqiqa. So his calf was lean and thin. فَنَظَرَ أَصْحَابُهُ إِلَىٰ حُمُوشَةِ سَاقِي. The noble companions first time got exposure to the thin leg of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So in that stride, they had a bit of a chuckle. Sometimes you might be knowing a man for a long time, but one day you're traveling together and he unbuttons and you say, "Hey, bhai, quite hairy, my friend." Or you know a man is very well attired and then he takes off his headgear and then you start realizing the man is aging. Right? And you never, so it's not a laughter per se, it's just a chuckle because you didn't know that he always had a headgear, he always was well attired. But when فَنَظَرَ أَصْحَابُهُ إِلَىٰ حُمُوشَةِ سَاقِي, they just looked and they said, "Oh really, that's quite thin legs." Nabi alayhi salam said, "مَا تَضْحَكُونَ مَا تَضْحَكُونَ, what's the giggle about? لَرِجْلُ إِبْنِ مَسْعُود فِي الْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَشَدُّ مِنْ أُحُد." That thin, weak leg of Ibn Mas'ud on the day of Qiyamah, on the scale of good deeds, will be more weighty than Mount Uhud. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ, and we will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, no soul will be wrong in the least. وَإِنْ كَانَ حَبَّهُ, and if it is an action to the size of a mustard grain, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, we will produce it. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, our knowledge is adequate for accountability. The next narration, Abdul Razak makes mention of it. Hakim makes mention of it. This will make your hair stand on end. صَحِيحٌ عَلَى شَرْطِ الشَّيْخَيْنِ, it's authentic according to the narration, according to the credentials of Bukhari and Muslim. Ma'mar says, حَدَّثَنَا شَيْخٌ لَنَا, one of our teachers and mentor and scholar said to us, أَنَّ امْرَأَةً جَاءَتْ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, a woman came to one of the spouses and consorts of Nabi alayhi salam. One narration says, Aisha radiallahu anha. And she said, Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers, Ud'i Allah ta'ala an yutliqa yadi. Please make dua to Allah to unshackle and to release my hand. It's frozen, it's in spasm, it's paralyzed. I don't have any movement, there's no mobility. Can you please pray to Allah to release my hand? I gave you the academic side of it. Abdul Razak mentions it. Hakim was quoted it as well. And he says, Sahihun ala sharti shaykhain. And Ma'mar makes mention of the narration. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, Wama sha'nu yadiki? Sister, what's the matter with your hand? So she said, Kana li abawan. I had my parents. فَكَانَ أَبِي كَثِيرَ الْخَيْرِ كَثِيرَ الْفَضْلِ كَثِيرَ الْمَعْرُوفِ كَثِيرَ الصَّدَقَةِ. My dad was wealthy also, charitable, generous, selfless. And my mom didn't possess any of that qualities of spending, of being generous, of donating. I never recall or observed my mom ever spending. غَيْرَ أَنَّا نَحَرْنَا بَقَرَ, once we had slaughtered a cow, فَأَعْطَتْ مِسْكِينًا شَحْمَةً فِي يَدِهِ. So my mom had taken not some meat, but some fat of the animal, and she had given it to a beggar, shahma. Allah speaks about shahma, fat in the Quran, regarding the previous people, that fat was made forbidden upon them because of their crimes, But the exception of the fat that was attached to the entrail and the back, etc. إِلَّا مَا حَمَلَتْ ظُهُورُهُمَا The fat that is attached to the back. أَوِ الْحَوَايَا Or that which is attached to the entrails, the intestines. أَوْ مَخْتَلَطَ بِعَظْمٍ Or that which is attached to the bone. So my mom took some fat and she gave it to a beggar. And she had one piece of cloth. She albasathu, she gave it to this man, said, you can wear this and you can keep this. فَرَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ كَأَنَّ الْقِيَامَةَ قَدْ قَامَتْ And I go to sleep and in a dream I'm seeing like it's qiyamah, it's happening. Qiyamah. We heard the beautiful recitation. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ When we will wrap up the heavens like how you wrap a scroll. We will fold up the heavens. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ And the seven heavens will be wrapped up in the hand of Allah. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ As befits the majesty of Allah. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا This is a promise we have made. إِنَّا Now you go, how is this going to happen? Will it happen? إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ We are the ones who always did, and it is only us who will do. We are the ones who always did, and it is only us that will do. So I see like it's Qiyamah, and I'm walking. فَرَأَيْتُ أَبِي عَلَى شَفِيرِ الْحَوْذِ I see my dad sitting at the pond of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَسْقِ النَّاسِ And he's giving water to people. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ عِنْدَهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سَقِيهِ الْمَاءِ And there was nothing my dad loved more than providing water to people. Like 2 weeks ago, I was in East Africa, in Mombasa. And then we drive down from there to a place called Kanamai. So I was grappling to remember the name, so I said Kanamai. You know, easy. Tafa'ul. Kanamai. Kanamai means he's with me. And I said, we are together. So we went from there. I gave a talk. Then we went to a place called Malindi. I had to give a talk there. They had a little get together. They gathered all the, you know, the Banat from the different institutions. Then we went to a place called Masumareni. Now, I kind of have this, you know, it just intrigues me to find out more. So it's actually from the word mismar. And mismar means nail. And Masumareni in the local language, actually it starts off with a sukun, so that's a bit of a complicated one. But be it as it may, it means knocking the nail in. So previously there used to be a lot of antennas there, and hence the reference. Anyway, we drive on, we're going to a place called Kibusu, where I see with my naked eye, children sitting beneath the tree, writing Quran on a wooden slate dictated by the ustad. But before we get there, we're driving on the road, water, giving water out to people. It had rained before and water had gathered on the road. I seen with my eye kids coming out of the village with containers on the side of the road, scooping the water from the puddle of the road into that utensil and drinking it. That's here. I'm talking of myself. 2 weeks ago in East Africa. Gave me a shiver and a shudder in my back. Do we ever reflect? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ My Allah is saying, did you ever think before you sip? Did you ever pause before you gulp? Did you ever introspect before you consume? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Do you provide this water or do I cause it to come down? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ I can instantly make this salty. You won't able to drink it. Why don't you stop your arrogance and be slightly more grateful to me, to each one? I'm not addressing you, I'm talking of us. I'm looking at this and I'm just tearing away. I see my dad at the pond giving out water, and there was nothing that was more dear to him, and he's doing this in Akhirah at the pond of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I came to my dad, I said, "Wahal ra'aita ummi?" Dad, have you seen mom? He looked at me and he said, "Awamatat?" Has she passed on? I said, "Yes, mom has also moved on." He said, "No, I have no clue, my daughter." So I move on ahead. And as I move ahead, I see my mom standing at a place, scantily dressed. There's nothing on her body, illa al-khirqa, but the piece of cloth she had once given a beggar. وَفِي إِحْدَى يَدَيْهَا شَحْمَةً, and in one hand is this fat, not the meat, the fat. تَضْرِبُ بِهَا فِي يَدِهَا الْأُخْرَى, and she's swinging it from one hand to another, and she's saying, وَاعَطْشَى, I can't take this thirst. I cannot manage this thirst. Sometimes in travel, your program gets adjusted. Your hunger gets stalled. Your thirst gets stalled. We're just waiting, we get in, and these adjustments happen. And you know you're going to address it and have and enjoy, but it just gets delayed and the desperation builds in. Can you imagine the heat of Qiyamah? My mom is screaming. She's scantily dressed. She barely has clothing. I said, "Ala astiqi, ala astiqi ya amma. Oh, mom, can I offer you water?" She's like, "Please, my daughter, do so." I ran back to my dad. I said, "Dad, I've met mom and she's extremely thirsty." فَأَخَذْتُ, I gave you the narration and the academic write-up. فَأَخَذْتُ مِنْ أَبِي, I take from my dad a vessel. I fill it with water and I come running to my mom. And I offer the vessel to my mom and I give it to her. As I present the glass to my mom, نُودِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِ, a proclaimer proclaims from above, "Ala man saqaha shullat yaduhu." Ala man, who's trying to quench the thirst of those who we keep thirsty? Who's trying to quench the thirst of those who we keep thirsty? May her hands be paralyzed. فَاسْتَيْقَذْتُ وَقَدْ شُلَّتْ يَدِي, I got up. And that's the last there was ever movement in my hand. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ. Charity never decreased wealth. لَمَّا قَدِمَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ, Ibn Asakir's narration, Tabrani makes mention of it as well. لَمَّا قَدِمَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ الْمَدِينَ, when the Muhajirin came to Medina, they were grappling with water. وَكَانَ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن بَنِي غِفَارٍ عَيْنٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ رُومَ, and there was a man there who had a spring, and the name of the spring was Ruma. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, بِعْنِيهَا بِعَيْنٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, sell me the spring, I'll give you one better in Jannah. He said, "No, I'm going through challenges. لَيْسَ لِي وَلِعِيَالِي غَيْرَهَا, we only have this and we won't able to part ways with it." فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ عُثْمَانِ, the news reached the giant, the generous, the selfless, Sayyidina Uthman. He immediately came to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَتَجْعَلُ لِي مِثْلَ مَا جَعَلْتَ لَهُ إِنِ اشْتَرَيْتُهَا, O Nabi of Allah, is the offer only to him or is it to me as well? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's an open offer. Whoever buys this and gives this to the Ummah, he collects his spring from me in Jannah. فَاشْتَرَاهَا Uthman. May Allah take my message to the Uthmans across the globe. There are people without water. There are people who have nothing to drink. And you and I have ample, surplus, access, abundance. بِخَمْسٍ وَثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفًا, Uthman radiallahu anhu purchases it for 35,000 dirhams. And he donates it. And Nabi alayhi salam says, your spring in Jannah. The narration of Ibn Asakir, I told you there's a plan of action. A believer goes forward. The first message, charity. The formula of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm saying become part of the solution, not part of the problem. These are the steps we need to do. This is how we need to respond. A person came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Ibn Asakir's narration. He said, Inni ilayka hajah. I have a need from you. Rafa'tuha ilallahi qabla an arfa'aha ilayk. I have presented my need to Allah before coming to you. فَإِنْ أَنْتَ قَضَيْتَهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَقْضِهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَعَذَرْتُكَ. Look at the language of these people. If you fulfill my need, I will be grateful to Allah. I will praise Allah and be grateful to you. And if you are unable to fulfill my need, I will thank Allah and excuse you. Look at the humility of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. أُكْتُبْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ فَإِنِّي أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَرَى ذُلَّ السُّؤَالِ فِي وَجْهِكَ. My brother, do me a favor. What your need is, write it on the ground, imprint it there. I don't want to see the humiliation of begging before me. Begging is for Allah. You beg before Allah. Don't humble yourself to me. I appreciate you have a need and I'm going to help you. You just want to write it there. I'll observe and from there we'll take it. I don't want you to be talking direct and begging to me. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ. The one you begging is just begging from someone else and he is begging from someone else until it comes to my Allah. إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادِ. Inna hadha la rizquna ma lahu min nafad wa in min shay'in illa 'indana khazainu wa ma nunazziluhu illa biqadrin ma'lum. There isn't a thing but that I hold the treasures of it. There isn't a thing but that I hold the treasures of it. So he wrote brief. Inni muhtaj, I'm a destitute. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, Alayya bihulla. Go fetch me an outfit, a top and a trouser. Fa'utiya bihulla. So an entire outfit was brought and it was given to him. So he responded and he said, Kasawtani hullatan tabla mahasinuha. Fasawfa aksuka min husni thala hulala. إن نلت حسن ثنائي نلت مكرمة ولست تبغي بما قد قلته بدلا إن الثناء ليحيي ذكر صاحبه كالغيث يحيي نداه السهل والجبلا لا تزهد الدهر في خير توفقه فكل عبد سيجزى بالذي عملا. He said, you've clad me with beautiful clothes, which will fade one day. I will praise you. The praises will be engraved in the books and it will never wither. فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلَى إِنْ نِلْتَ حُسْنَ ثَنَائِي نِلْتَ مَكْرُمَةً. And by virtue of my praises, it will enhance your honor and your dignity. إِنَّ الثَّنَاءَ لَيُحْيِي ذِكْرَ صَاحِبِهِ كَالْغَيْثِ يُحْيِي نَدَاهُ السَّهْلَ وَالْجَبَلَى. Just as the water revives the earth. Allah says, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِجٍ. اهْتَزَّ يَهْتَزُّ لَقَدْ اهْتَزَّ عَرْضُ. The earth actually moves. It becomes lush. It becomes green. Just as water causes the earth to become green and lush, by praises, it will revive you and honor you. O Ali, may I conclude my couplets by saying, لا تزهد الدهر في خير توفقه. Don't stop performing a good that Allah has given you the tawfiq to do. Just continue doing that. فكل عبد سيجزى بالذي عملا. Humans can never thank you nor compensate you. Wait and see the way Allah rewards you. Wait and see. When Sayyidina Ali heard this, he said, عَلَيَّ بِمِئَةِ دِينَارِ. علي بمئة دينار. Bring me 100 dinars, gold coins, gold coins. You know, person give you gift, but this is not rupee, yeah? Yeah, pound, pound. Yeah, dollar, dollar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring me 100 dinars. And he gave it to the person. So those around Sayyidina Ali, he said, Sa'ilun, a beggar is asking, أَعْطَيْتَهُ حُلَّهُ وَمِئَةَ دِينَارِ. I mean, he's a beggar. You can appease him with a dirham or two. You gave him a uniform and you gave him 100 dinars. He said, Nabi alayhi salam said, أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. Treat people according to their status. The way this man wrote and the way this man praised convinced me on the dignified nature of this man. وَهَذِهِ مَنْزِلَةُ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ عِنْدِي. And in my eyes, the way he spoke, this is his status. Hence, according to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I acknowledged his profile. I acknowledged his profile. Sadly, today, if somebody, I'm signing the check, he's my employee, regardless of what his status is, regardless of what his profile is. He could be of an international caliber. He could be a man who's committed the Quran. He could be prolific and profound. But I'm signing his check. To the world, he is who he is. To me, he's an employee. That's the harsh reality. This is a beggar that walks away with 100 dinar. Today, sadly, those in our institutions don't earn that. Because to me, I am blind to his profile. I don't care any less about that. I view him as an employee. May Allah grant us the understanding to view people according to their status and their position. The next narration, Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid. We keep in focus. We're still on the first portion of the hadith. Ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. Charity doesn't decrease wealth. Abdul Rahman, it's in Hayatu Sahaba in the fourth volume under the chapter, Al Malu min Haythu la Yahtasib. You can read it there. Al-malu min haythu la, wealth from unimaginable sources. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Then Allah will sustain him from avenues he never thought. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. You know, Allah says it's so amazing. Allah says, I'll do this. And remember, I achieve what I want. You only dream of what you want. Right? I'm adding that on from my side, but if you understand the siyaq and the sabaq. Wallahu baligu amrih. Inna allaha, wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. Ma shi'ta kana wa illam asha' wa ma shi'tu illam tasha' lam yakun khalaqta al-ibada lima qad alimta fafil ilmi yajri al-fata wal-musin. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ حَسَنٌ وَمِنْهُمْ قَبِيحٌ ذَا مَنَنْتَ وَهَذَا خَذَلْتَ وَذَا أَنْعَمْتَ وَهَذَا لَمْ تُعِمْ. Allah, the poet says that everything is in the control of Allah. You favor one, you bless one. With someone else, it's different. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. Allah created you. Some believe, some choose to deny. Some are like this, some are like this. The whole Quran, some are like this, some are like this. Some. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah is saying, some are like this, some are like this, some are like this, some are like this. My one child is like this, my one child is like this. Men are like this, woman. Allah is saying how his creation is. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. I'm not translating it, really. You know what I mean? So, الْمَالُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. In Hayatu Sahaba, our deen is so rich and there's so much information. If only we can become connected to our texts and read our deen to understand what Allah has given us. So Abdurrahman ibn Yazid ibn Jabir says that حدثتني مولاة أبي أمامة. The slave girl of Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said to me, كان أبو أمامة يحب الصدقة. Abu Umama loved charity. حتى كان أبو أمامة يجمع لها. Abu Umama used to save up money to spend. You ever heard of someone saving to spend, to give charity? I'm saving up so I can help him now. Now inshallah, I'm saving so much more than I can help him. I'm just saving up. He used to save to help. He used to save to help. When is that going to be my passion? Go in the world and see the crisis. How do I reconcile? We've got a dummy kitchen and an active kitchen where people don't have roof. A dummy kitchen, no exaggeration, a dummy kitchen with every appliance. So anybody walks in at any time, the kitchen is clean. كان يجمع لها. He would gather wealth. وما يرد سائل. He would never refuse a beggar. ولو بتمرة أو ببصل أو بشيء مما يوكل. Whether it was a simple onion or a date or something edible. حتى أتاه سائل. One day a beggar came to him. وقد افتقر من ذاك كله. He was depleted. He was exhausted. ما عنده إلا ثلاثة دنانير. He only had 3 dinars. فأعطاه دينارا. He gave him 1 dinar. فأتاه سائل. Another beggar came. فأعطاه دينار. He gave him 1 dinar. And then a third beggar came and he gave him 1 dinar. So the slave girl said, I protested. I wasn't a Muslim at that time. I said, لم تترك لنا شيئا. You know, you just keep on spending. You never consider us. He said nothing. فوضع رأسه للقائل. I told you where I read it. حياة الصحابة, 4th volume. المال من حيث لا يحتسب. He put his head down and he fell off to sleep. مدي قيلولة. وكان صائم. He gave his last coin and on that day he was fasting. On that day he was fasting. We won't give it on Eid day. Right? That day he was fasting. My brother, it's just a matter of tasting something. When you taste it, the thrill is different. I'm grateful to Allah. I love memorizing Arabic poetry. Not that I know anything. I know nothing. But when you enjoy something, the thrill and the excitement is something that cannot be described to someone else. May Allah make us taste the pleasure of earning His joy by spending in His path. May Allah give us that pleasure. May Allah give it to me. May Allah give it to you. May Allah give it to each one of us. That we just spend for His joy. So he put his head down and he fell off to sleep. فَلَمَّا نُودِيَ لِلظُّهْرِ When the Dhuhr Adhan was called out, أَيْقَظْتُهُ I nudged him and I said, it's Salah time. So he went. Then I felt sorry for him. I said, he's fasting. He gave it in charity. But at the end of the day, the man's going to come home at dusk. Really, I need to prepare a meal. So I borrowed some money. And I said, let me prepare and put a meal together. فَذَهَبْتُ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ لِأُمَهِّدَ لَهُ I went to the bed to prepare his bed and to neaten it up. فَإِذَا عِنْدَ فِرَاشِهِ 300 dinar. I see by his bedside there's 300 gold coins. My natural reaction, مَا صَنَعَ الَّذِي صَنَعَ إِلَّا وَقَدْ وَثَقَ بِمَا خَلَّفَ مَا صَنَعَ الَّذِي صَنَعَ إِلَّا وَقَدْ وَثَقَ بِمَا خَلَّفَ Okay, man. He could only display generosity like that because he had his euro account active. You know? So you could now swipe. We call it swipe and they call it interactive machines. We have an interactive machine in the US and Canada. So he could only give because he knew what he had. So anyway, I said, okay, he's got this 300 gold coins. Be it as it may, I prepared everything. Maghrib time, he came home. فَلَمَّا رَأَ السِّرَاجِ When he seen the light and he seen the food, he said, هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ This is mercy and kindness from my Allah, how he prepared and he arranged it for me. This is the grace of Allah. فَقُمْتُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ I stood by his headside and I said, لَمْ تُخْبِرْنِي بِمَا خَلَّفْتْ You didn't tell me you left behind money? So startled by my remark, he said, وَأَيَّ نَفَقَةً And what money are you talking about? So I went to his bed and I moved the bed in and I showed him the 300 gold coins. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ فَرِحَ وَاشْتَدَّ تَعَجُّبُهُ. When he seen that, I realized it was the first time he seen it, and he wasn't faking an emotion. He was more surprised than I was. As soon as I observed that this was divine intervention, and this was not arranged or in his knowledge, and this was the planning and the doing of Allah, قُمْتُ, I stood up. فَقَطَعْتُ زُنَارِي مَا يَشُدُّهُ النَّصَانِي. I was a disbeliever and I had symbols of my religion. I broke off my symbol, وَأَسْلَمْتُ, and I accepted Islam there and there, looking at the consequences and the barakah and the prosperity of generosity in the house of my master. قَالَ ابْنُ جَابِرٍ فَأَدْرَكْتُهَا فِي حِمْزٍ في مسجد حمز وهي تعلم النساء القرآن والفرائض وتفقههن في الدين. It didn't stop. I then traveled to Damascus. I enter into the big masjid. Read the narration in Hayat al-Sahaba. I enter the masjid of Damascus. I see in the courtyard there is a woman conducting dars of hadith. And when I come up and I inquire, this was the former non-Muslim slave girl of Abu Umama. The profound generosity of Abu Umama revolutionized this woman and by extension a nation. We don't realize the impact of our actions on others. I was in India recently with Hazrat Qari Ayub Sahib, and so I was coming back and I only mentioned this as a motivation to one and all. We do something, we don't realize what's happening around us. So I took the train from Surat to Bombay and I was flying out because I had come in from UK and we had done this India tour. And we hopped onto the train, Shatabdi Express, to be precise. So I hopped on and there was a brother from Bombay next to me and I was chatting with my mum. So I say this in gratitude to Allah and may it be an encouragement to each one of us. May Allah give us the ability to serve our parents lovingly. So I speak to my mom, and these are the words I say to encourage our youth. And this is how I speak to her daily. Assalamu alaikum, how are you my darling? How are you my angel? How are you my sweetheart? How are you my baby? These are the exact words, alhamdulillah, I use every day. My darling, my angel, my sweetheart. So I was actually once in Sri Lanka and I'm talking. So the brother thought I'm talking to my wife. Then I said, love you, ma. So he said, Sheikh, were you talking to your mom? I said, yes. He said, okay, I never heard words like that. So what do you use for your wife? I said, no, I have adequate vocabulary. Don't worry, my brother. I have enough vocabulary for my wife. Don't worry. I'm not running short of words, right? I'm not running short of words. It's like, what? So if I'm darling, baby, angel, sweetheart, like I'm dry with words. Don't worry. Don't worry. I don't want to go. You know what I mean, right? Wallahi, I'm in the masjid. Non-Muslim sitting next to us. He boarded the train last minute. It cost him 3 times the ticket. He said, I was regretting why I came on. But when I heard the way you spoke to your mom, God made me sit next to you for a reason. God made me sit next to you for a reason. I'm so grateful. In my life, I never heard a man call his mom, darling, angel, sweetheart. And from today, may God bless you. I will only speak to my mom with those words. He then asked me, can you tell me more about yourself? So I was so humble and I just, you know, acknowledged him. And I'm not pontifying myself here. Allah knows my reality. I'm really a sinner. I'm saying you don't realize the impact you're having on people. You're doing an action. Those around you are watching. He said, I paid more than double because I booked last minute and I didn't get a seat. And now I know, I don't know how to thank God for allowing me to be seated next to you, so that I could hear how you're speaking to your mom. So the generosity of Abu Umama, the barakah from Allah, revolutionized this woman. Then she becomes a great faqiha. And in the courtyard of the masjid of Damascus, this woman is giving dars of hadith. The hadith of Bayhaqi. We're still busy with ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ. Someone said, I met Bilal رضي الله عنه. لَقِيتُ بِلَالًا Mu'addina Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi, Abdullah his name is. So I asked him, Hadithni kayfa kanat nafaqatu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tell me about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to spend. So Bilal radiyallahu anhu said, Ma kana lahu shay'un min dhalik illa kuntu ali dhalika minhu mundu ba'athahu Allahu ila an tuwaffiya. Honestly, as they say in Arabic, ala al-khabir saqatta. You've asked the correct man. From the time the Prophet ﷺ became a Nabi till his demise, I was in charge of all the donations and the distributions. فَكَانَ إِذَا أَتَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ, if a beggar came to him, فَرَآهُ عَائِلُ, and Nabi ﷺ would realize that he's poor, يَأْمُرُنِي, he would instruct me, فَأَنْتَلِقْ, I would go, فَأَسْتَقْرِضْ, I would go take a loan to help him. That was the format. Bilal, then I go and borrow money because the Nabi of Allah never had, I never had. But there was a need. Bilal, go. So I would go and then I would borrow. فَأَشْتَرِي الْبُرْدَ, I would purchase a shawl and something for him to eat. فَأُطْعِمُهُ وَأُلْبِسُهُ, give him something to wear and something to eat. حَتَّى اعْتَرَضَنِي رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, until a disbeliever came to me one day and he said, Ya Bilal, inna indi sa'ah. Oh Bilal, I have a lot of money. فَلَا تَسْتَقْرِضْ مِنْ أَحَدْ, stop asking others for loans, you ask me. So I said, okay, that's fine, that's gracious, that's kind of you. As of today, I will ask you and I won't ask from anyone. So I kept on asking him and then we used to pay him, etc., etc. فَقُمْتُ يَوْمَا, one day I stood up, لِأُؤَذِّن, to call out the adhan. Just imagine Sayyidina Bilal calling out the adhan. Bilal, radiyallahu anhu. My Nabi said, Bilal, call out. And Bilal is calling out. And the musallizah, the shuhada, Abu Bakr and Umar, and the participants of Badr and Uhud. What must have been that moment, that galaxy, that atmosphere? And I was just about to call out the adhan. Fa'idha, suddenly I see that disbeliever in a group of others. So he comes to me and very harshly he jolts me. وَقَالَ قَوْلًا غَلِيظًا, and he says harsh words to me. And he says, كَمْ أَتَدْرِي كَمْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الشَّهْرِ, you know how many days left for the month to end? So I said, yes, قَرِيب, it's a matter of few days. So he tells me, إِنَّمَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ أَرْبَعُ لَيَالِ, there's only 4 days left. And after 4 days, I'm going to take you to task. You're owing me big time. فَإِنِّي لَمْ أُعْطِكَ الَّذِي أَعْطَيْتُكَ مِنْ كَرَامَتِكَ وَلَا مِنْ كَرَامَةِ صَاحِبِكَ وَإِنَّمَا أَعْطَيْتُكَ لِتَصِيرَ لِي عَبْدًا. This is in Hayatu Sahaba and the كيف كانت نفقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. After 4 days, I'm going to claim my due. And if you don't pay it, you see what I deal with you. By the way, I haven't been giving you these loans because I believe you're respectful and dignified. I want to put you in a trap where you can't deliver on what you owe and then you see how I deal with you. فَأَخَذَنِي فِي نَفْسِي مَا يَأْخُذْ فِي أَنفُسِ النَّاسِ, Sayyidina Bilal said, I was gripped by anger, rage that would grip the heart of any person. But I said, let me be silent. This is the debt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wow. This was the debt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I just kept quiet. حَتَّى إِذَا صَلَّيْتُ الْعَتَمَةِ, after performing my salah, my Isha salah, وَرَجَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, Nabi alayhi salam went home, رَجَعْتُ, I came home, فَاسْتَأْذَنْتُ عَلَيْهِ, I knocked on the door, and I said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, إِنَّ الْمُشْرِكَ الَّذِي ذَكَرْتُ لَكَ أَنِّي كُنْتُ أَتَدَيَّنُ مِنْهُ قَالَ لِي كَذَا وَكَذَا وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَكَ مَا يُقْضَى عَنِّي وَلَا عِنْدِي وَهُوَ فَاضِحِي فَأَذَنْ لِي أَنْ آتِي بَعْضَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَحْيَاءِ حتى يرزق الله رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يقضى عني. O Nabi of Allah, the man from whom we had a deal going on, he says a change in his approach. He's been harsh, he's been crude, he's been abrupt. He said nasty things to me, he's put me under pressure. The truth be told, you don't have, I don't have. Would you allow me to go and ask some of our Muslim brothers if they could help me so that Allah can provide some wealth for his Nabi to settle his debts? Sayyidina Bilal said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said nothing. فَخَرَجْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I left, حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ مَنْزِلِي, I came home, فَوَضَعْتُ فَرَسِي وَنَعْلِي وَرُمْحِي عِنْدَ رَأْسِي, I put my shoes, my sword and my spear and my shoes by my head. وَتَوَجَّهْتُ إِلَى الْأُفُقِ And I faced the horizon. And I am like really caught up in emotions. What am I going to do? This man is putting me under pressure. This is the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكُلَّمَا نِمْتُ إِنْتَبَهْتُ فَكُلَّمَا نِمْتُ إِنْتَبَهْتُ I fall off to sleep, I get up. I fall off to sleep, I get up. You know at the boarding gate when you wait to board a flight and you sleep in? You sleep in, you're up because you're alert, you're anxious. And فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ عَلَيَّ لَيْلًا When I see there's still a night and it's still long, نِمْتُ I would sleep. حَتَّى انْشَقَّ عُمُودُ الصُّبْحِ الْأَوَّلِ Until I seen the flush of dawn piercing through the horizon. I got up and I said, let me now start preparing adhan for tahajjud, etc. Someone said, Ya Bilal, ajib Rasulallah. Bilal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling you. So I hastened towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abshir ya Bilal, faqad jaa Allahu biqada'i daynik. Bilal, great tidings, Allah has arranged. Look at the words, Allah has arranged. Allah has arranged to settle all your debts. أَلَمْ تَمُرَّ عَلَى الرَّكَائِبِ الْمُنَاخَاتِ الْأَرْبَعِ Bilal, did you pass by those four camels that were seated? Yeah, pretty much. I went through them. فَلَكَ For you are those four camels. وَأَحْمَالُهُنَّ And whatever is on their back is yours. Bilal, take it and sell it and see how you can sort it out. I'm happy. I'm excited. It's the time of Fajr. I go and I call out the Adhan of Fajr. I call out the Adhan of Fajr. Everybody comes and performs Salah. After that, I come to Baqib. حَطَّتُ عَنْهُنَّ أَحْمَالَهُنَّ I offload the luggage that is on the back of the camels. عَلَفْتُهُنَّ I graze the animals. مَا زِلْتُ أَبِيعُ I start selling. I'm selling this, I'm buying this, I'm selling this, I'm buying this here. Pretty much the day passes by and I start clearing the debts of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes about late afternoon. حَتَّى قَضَى اللَّهُ كُلَّ دَيْنٍ كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Before sunset, Allah has cleared all the debts of Nabi alayhi salam. The man who didn't want to give me 4 days grace, in less than 24 hours, I have met all my commitments. I come to Nabi alayhi salam. وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ عَمَّةُ النَّهَارِ A great portion of the day has lapsed. He's sitting in the masjid alone. Bilal, what happened? قَضَى اللَّهُ كُلَّ دَيْنٍ كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ No claim. Whole day I've been working, I've been sweating, I didn't go home. Allah has taken care of all your debts, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَضُلَ شَيْءٍ Bilal, has anything remained? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. دِينَارًا وَنِصْف Two and a half dinars. أُنْذُرْ The words. أَنْ تُرِيحَنِي مِنْهُمَا فَلَسْتُ بِدَاخِلٍ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِي Bilal, that what is remaining, please you need to free me from this and relieve me of this year. I'm not going home until and unless this has not been discharged and spent. I cannot go home while I own this asset and wealth in my possession. That whole day Sayyidina Bilal said nobody came. So I couldn't find a suitable recipient. وَقَدْ ظَلَّ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْيَوْمَ الثَّانِي Now it's the next day. Nabi Sassim wouldn't go home. 2.5 dinars are in my possession. I haven't found anyone. Bilal, what's the matter? O Nabi of Allah, I still have this year. I'm looking. حَتَّى جَاءَنِي رَاكِبَان Just then two horsemen came who were not adequately clad and they didn't have adequate food. فَأَطْعَمْتُهُمَا I fed them and I clad them. I came back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, what happened, Bilal? I said, قَدْ أَرَاحَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ O Nabi of Allah, you can sigh with relief. Allah has discharged it and Allah has accepted that wealth. And now you don't have any wealth or asset to your name. فَكَبَّرَ شَفَقًا مِنْ أَن يُدْرِكَهُ الْمَوْتُ وَعِنْدَهُ ذَلِكَ Nabi Sassim said, Allahu Akbar. Bilal radiallahu anhu said, I realized from that takbir, it was the joy, I didn't want to die while I'm owning this. ثُمَّ أَتَى مَبِيتَهُ Then he came home. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَى امْرَأَةٍ عَلَى امْرَأَةٍ He passed by all his azwaj-e-mutahharat. فَاتَّبِعْتُهُ. Bilal radiallahu anhu said, I tagged behind until he finally came to the house where he was spending his night. فَهَذَا الَّذِي سَأَلْتَنِي عَنْهُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. So Bilal said, you asked me كَيْفَ كَانَ نَفَقَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Well, this is how the Nabi of Allah used to spend. So that's the first portion of the hadith. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ. May Allah make us amongst those people who can spend for His pleasure. May Allah make us amongst those who part with that which is beloved to us. May Allah make us amongst those who can deal and transact with Allah. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّا. Whenever you forgave any person, regardless of what people tell you, in the eyes of Allah, Allah will only elevate your status and your rank. Forgiving, pardoning, overlooking will only elevate the status of a person. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah writes, Al-jaza'u mumathilun lil'amali min jinsihi. Generally, Allah compensates a person for an action by something similar to the action. فَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْصِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. When you make easy something for a Muslim, Allah will make matters easy for you. When you remove the pain of someone, Allah will remove the pain. When you remove pain from someone, Allah will remove the pain from you. And in the same breath and in the same vein, when you forgive your brother, Allah will forgive you. The bargain is there. The option is cheap. The opportunity is staring us. Forgive. Forgive my brother. I always give that quotation in English, which is profound. Forgive the man who's hurt you. He might not deserve the pardon, but you surely deserve the peace. He might not deserve the pardon, but you surely deserve the peace. Ma'mar says, سَكَّ رَجُلٌ إِبْنًا لِقَتَادَةَ بْنَ دِعَامَةٍ. One person slapped the son of Qatada ibn Di'ama. So everybody says, well, it's time to take revenge. So the father said, no, not like that. إِحْصِرْ عَنْ ذِرَائِكَ. Roll your sleeves up. And then roll your trouser and prepare yourself. فَحَصَرَ عَنْ ذِرَائِهِ. He rolled his sleeves up. He got ready to take revenge. When he was about to strike, he said, قَدْ وَهَبْنَاهُ لِلَّهِ. We have forgiven him for the pleasure of Allah. Stop now. So he said, Dad, what's all this exercise? He said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُقَالْ لَا عَفْوَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الْقُدْرَةِ. That the real forgiveness and pardon is when your rage is at pinnacle and your authority is absolute. You can take revenge, you can execute, you're on the verge, and then you just drop it. Abdul Samad said, سَمِعْتُ الْفُضَيْلِ. I heard Fudayl ibn Ayyad saying, إِذَا أَتَاكَ رَجُلٌ يَشْكُو إِلَيْكَ رَجُلًا. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know, he's like this, and she's like this, and that one is like this, say to him, أُعْفُ عَنْهُ. Okay, he is like this. Yeah, I'm not saying you wrong. Just forgive him. Then if he turns around and he says, لَا يَحْتَمِلُ قَلْبِي الْعَفْوَ. It's easy for you to say, maaf, you don't know what I went through. So then you tell him, okay, فانتصر. Then take revenge. فَإِنْ كُنْتَ تُحْسِنُ فَانْتَصِرْ مَثَلًا بِمَثَلٍ. If you know how to take revenge within the limit, provided it's not forbidden, you don't go beyond the limit, you don't go above it, then it's within your right to take revenge in the laws of Islam. وَإِلَّا فَرْجِعْ إِلَى بَابِ الْعَفْوِ فَإِنَّهُ بَابٌ أَوْسَعٌ. Otherwise, your safest way is to forgive because that's the easiest way out. Then the last words you tell him, صاحب العفو ينام على فراشه وصاحب الانتقام يتقلب على فراشه. Tell him, the one who forgives, he sleeps a peaceful sleep. And the one who plans a revenge, he tosses by night. So if you feel you want to deny yourself sleep, then plot the revenge. Then orchestrate it. Then make up your plans, how, what, and what you're going to do. And if you're ready to forgive, then you'll sleep peacefully. Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, Aisha radiallahu anha said, أرسلت إلي أم حبيبة my co-wife, Nabi alayhi salam's spouse, Ummi Habiba radiallahu anha, sent a message to me in her fatal illness. Oh, Aisha, please come here. I'm not well. I would like to meet you. I went there. She said, قَدْ كَانَ يَكُونُ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الضَّرَائِرِ. We were co-wives. We were humans. We exchanged things. At times I must have hurt you. At times you hurt me. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكْ. I'm asking you, please, O Aisha radiallahu anha, forgive me. I'm on my way out. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكْ. May Allah forgive you. I have forgiven everything. Umm Salma Umm Habiba said, "Sarartani sarrakillah." You've brought so much peace to my heart. Before I can close my eyes, may Allah perpetually keep you happy. Wa arsalat. Then Umm Habiba then sent that message to all the other azwaj mutahharat, and everyone mutually forgave and overlooked. Qabil and Habil, Qabil and Habil, fighting, arguing over the beauty of a spouse. She's for me, she's for you, etc. We know the story. Finally, he says, I'm going to kill you, my brother. I'm going to kill you. So what does, when Qabil plots and threatens his brother, what does Habil respond by? And that's the response of a believer. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. When you forgive, Allah will honor you. Allah will dignify you. He said, لَإِن بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ. Listen, my brother, if you want to make this ugly, and you want to get personal, and you want to, you know what, unsheath your sword, and you want to draw out your weapons, I'm not going to walk that road. That's not the way I deal with it. لَا أُقَابِلُكَ عَلَى صَنِيعِكَ الْفَاسِدِ بِمِثْلِهِ فَأَكُونُ أَنَا وَأَنْتَ سَوَاءَ فِي الْخَطِيئَةِ بَلْ أَصْبِرْ وَأَحْتَسِبْ. You can go on your tangent, you can go on your emotions, I'm going to forgive you and just move on. I don't want to get myself, I don't want to embroil myself. And Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu's words are amazing. He said, وَيْمُ اللَّهِ إِنْ كَانَ هُوَ لَأَشَدَّ الرَّجُلَيْنِ وَلَكِنْ مَنَعَهُ التَّحَرُّجْ أي التَّوَرُّعْ. That Qabil threatened to kill Habil, but Habil was stronger than Qabil. You know, sometimes a person comes, you say, bye, you know, I'll blow you down, Sheikh. I'll blow you down, right? No, come, come. Now you don't want to fight. You're holding yourself back, but he's provoking, he's inciting, he's driving you. Between the two brothers, he was more strong. He was more muscular. He was more robust. He was more resilient. But taqwa what dominated him, and he dropped his hands. Ayyub Sakhtiani rahimahullah said, "Inna awwala man akhadha bihadhihi al-aya min hadhihi al-ummah la Uthman." The first person who took to this message of the Quran, لَإِن بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَسَيِّدْنَا عُثْمَان, when the rebel surrounded his house, the narration of Ibn Majah, يَوْمَ دُخِلَ عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانَ أَرَى الْمَوْتَ لَا يُبْقِي عَزِيزًا وَلَمْ يَدَعْ لِعَادٍ مِلَاكًا فِي الْبِلَادِ أَرَى الْمَوْتَ لَا يُبْقِي عَزِيزًا وَلَمْ يَدَعْ لِعَادٍ مِلَاكًا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَمُرْتَقَى يُبَيِّتُ أَهْلُ الْحِصْنِ وَالْحِصْنُ مُغْلَقْ وَيَأْتِ الْجِبَالَ فِي شِمَارِيخِهَا الْعُلَىٰ. As the assassins came and surrounded the house of Sayyidina Uthman, Abdullah ibn Salam says, I was outside and I'm hearing they are attacking, and Sayyidina Uthman is saying, اللَّهُمَّ اجْمَعْ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللَّهُمَّ اجْمَعْ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ. They are attacking him, they are killing him, and he's saying, Allah, you unite this ummah. Allah, you unite them. Allahumma inni astadika alayhim wa as'aluka sabra ala mabtalaytani وَأَسْتَعِينُكَ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِي. Allah, you are adequate for me. I ask for your help and I ask for patience. Hamad ibn Salma's words were so profound. He said, حُوصِرَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نِيفًا وَأَرْبَعُونَ لَيْلَةً لَمْ تَبْدُ مِنْهُ كَلِمَةٌ يَكُونُ لِمُبْتَدِعٍ فِيهَا حُجَّةٌ. Sayyidina Uthman was surrounded for 40 days by these assassins. In 40 days, with them, you know, hovering over him, not one day did he slip in his words, in his utterances, in his conviction that anybody can latch on and say, at the time of anger, you can swear. At the time of challenges, you can take revenge. 40 days. I mean, we have a bad moment with our children. We have a bad moment at work. And in 5 minutes, we lose ourselves totally. 40 days they're around him. لَمْ تَبْدُ مِنْهُ كَلِمَةٌ يَكُونُ لِمُبْتَدِعٍ فِيهَا حُجَّةٌ. No innovator, no modernist, no evil person can deduce any distorted connotations from the respectful utterances of Sayyidina Uthman despite the crisis. Abu Qatada Ansari says, دَخَلْتُ أَنَا وَرَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي قَوْمِي. Myself and one of the people of my tribe, we came to Sayyidina Uthman while he was surrounded. نَسْتَأْذِنُهُ فِي الْحَجِّ. We needed to know if we can go for Hajj. Forgive, forgive, forgive my brother. Forgive, forgive. Rescue the planet of all this hatred and malice and rancor and animosity. Make the place a peaceful place. If you have a clean heart, you have a bounty of Jannat on this earth. You have something heavenly on this earth. You add value to your hours in this world. نَسْتَأْذِنُهُ فِي الْحَجِّ. So فَأَذِنَ لَنَا. He said, you people can go for Hajj. فَخَرَجْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. I exited. فَلَقِيَنِ الْحَسَنِ. Just then I met Hassan radiallahu anhu. وَعَلَيْهِ صِلَاحُهُ. And he had his weapons. He was armed head to toe. So he entered into the fort. فَدَخَلْتُ مَعَهُ. I seized the opportunity. I had just exited and Hassan radiallahu anhu came in. I said, let me go in. The moment was critical. The assassins had surrounded. There was confusion. They wanted to kill the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan came in and he said, هَا أَنَا ذَا فَمُرْنِي بِأَمْرِكَ. Oh Uthman, I'm ready and I'm equipped. You issue the command and I will execute. He said, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ مَا يُرِيدُونَ غَيْرِي. إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ مَا يُرِيدُونَ غَيْرِي. The nation doesn't want the blood of anyone but me. These people are thirsty for my blood. And then he said the most profound thing. I cried when I read this. I cried. He said, لَسْتُ أَتَوَقَّى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنْ أُوقِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِنَفْسِي. I will never shield myself through this ummah, but I will save the ummah by risking my life. I will never shield myself and throw this ummah in front. فَلَمَّا سَمِعْنَا ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ. When you heard this, we said, إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ كَوْنَ فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُ. Allah forbid, but if things pan out as we fear, what's the way for us forward? The way it's looking bleak. You're telling us to behave and just to restrain. If things go the way we fear, and Allah forbid that that's how it happens, إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ كَوْنَ فَمَا تَأْمُرُ. What do we do? عَلَيْكَ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. عَلَيْكَ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. Then hold on to the unity of this ummah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَجْمَعُهُمْ عَلَى ظَلَالَ. Allah will not allow for the noble of this ummah to gather and be unanimous on a deviation. But forgive, forgive. Tabrani makes mention of a narration. Anas ibn Malik narrates it. Between Aus and Khazraj, there was enmity. كان بين الأوس والخزرج عداوة في الجاهلية. فلما قدم عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, then all this enmity disappeared. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings, he cleared out, their hearts were clean. فبينما هم قعود في مجلس لهم. Sometimes you're having a social gathering, a good gathering, and it just takes one person to touch the wrong topic. takes one person to get on a sensitive nerve, and that whole thing becomes ugly. Listen to this narration. Tabrani, Anas ibn Malik, Aws and Khazraj, they were at loggerheads. Right? So they were sitting. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ قُعُودٍ They were sitting. إِذْ تَمَثَّلَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَوْسِ بِبَيْتٍ فِيهِ هَجَاءُ الْخَزْرَجِ وَتَمَثَّلَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْخَزْرَجِ بِبَيْتٍ فِيهِ هَجَاءُ الْأَوْسِ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَثَّلْ هَذَا بِبَيْتٍ وَهَذَا بِبَيْتٍ So they were sitting and having a casual discussion. Now back in the days, they would be out for the throats of one another. Having a casual, one of them just sang a couplet in which he ridiculed the other tribe, which was then reciprocated by a similar stanza of equal ridicule. And then it snowballed. And the next best thing, أَخَذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ These are Sahaba, Ansar. They picked up their weapons and they were going for one another. Started off from one person who quoted one poem in which you attacking someone. Something that was insensitive, ridicule, in bad taste. It wasn't good. Sometimes, you know what? Just keep quiet. People say, hey, you know, how do you learn to speak? Or what should we do? There's an art of speaking. But I think probably more importantly, we need to learn how to observe silence. We need to learn the silence. Silence is something. مَا إِن نَدِمْتُ عَلَى سُكُوتِ مَرَّةً وَلَقَدْ نَدِمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَجَاءَ مُسْرِعًا وَقَدْ حُسِرَ عَنْ سَاقَيْهِ فَنَزَلَ الْوَحْيُ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard that the Sahaba are sitting. A casual, informal discussion progresses into hostility, and the Sahaba have picked up their swords. The verse is revealed: Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah and don't die in any state, but that you in the state of iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came running. He ran so fast that his blessed shin got exposed. He read the verse. But Sahaba before them, Quran was law. Quran was them law. فَرَمَوْا بِأَسْلِحَتِهِمْ وَاَعْتَنَقَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا يَبْكُونَ Immediately they comply. They drop their weapons. They hug one another. And they say, forgive us. The devil just got between us. The devil just got between us. The last narration in this regard, it's in Bukhari Sharif. I'm commencing my descent. Apology for the aviation terminology. So, the hadith is in Bukhari. Urwa ibn Zubair. He used to give Aisha radiallahu anha a lot of money, and that's his aunt. Urwa is the son of Asma, and Aisha radiallahu anha is his maternal aunt. But the Aisha and Asma radiallahu anha are sisters. They share a common father, but most mu'arrikheen write that their mothers were different. So it was a different wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was the mother, Umme Ruman, who was the mother of Aisha radiallahu anha, and a different wife who was the mother of Asma. But be it as it may, they are sisters. So Urwa, this is his maternal aunt. So he is a mahram. Anyway, he used to give his aunt a lot of money and the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. And Aisha radiallahu anha used to take and give, take and give. So one day he made a remark. The hadith is in Bukhari. لَتَنْتَهِيَنَّ Aisha. لَتَنْتَهِيَنَّ Aisha. Aisha radiallahu anha will have to go a bit slow with her spending. Otherwise, I'm going to limit her allowance. يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُؤْخَذْ عَلَى يَدَيْهَا Probably we need to limit this. So Aisha radiallahu anha heard this. She said, أَوَ قَالَ Did he say this? They said, yes, this is what he said. So she said, لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ نَذْرٌ أَلَّا أُكَلِّمَ إِبْنَ الزُّبَيْرِ لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ نَذْرٌ Okay, well then I vow to Allah that I will not be speaking to Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair غالباً. Abdullah ibn Zubair. Urwa was his brother. Abdullah was the elder. Urwa was a tabi'i. Abdullah radiallahu anhu was a sahabi. Both were great, from a great family. Zubair ibn al-Awwam was the dad. So what I'm trying to show you is that sometimes we utter certain statements, we don't realize the catastrophic implications. And I say to children, be very sensitive when you speak to parents. Parents have done their life for you. When you say, okay, I don't have now, or I'm busy, think, you're talking to a man who didn't know anything more important than you in his life. You're telling a woman whose night and day was one, for her to hear, not now, mommy, is too much. You might be having an excuse, and I understand this. I'm dealing with cases on both sides. But understand who you're talking to. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. So understand that. Understand. Let's not be naive. Let's watch our words. Let's monitor our statements. لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ نَذْرٌ أَلَّا أُكَلِّمَ إِبْنَ الزُّبَيْرِ. Okay, I have vowed to Allah. فَلَمَّا طَالَتِ الْهِجْرَةِ. As time moved on and there was no communication, Abdullah ibn Zubair became disturbed and perturbed. He said, I really need Aisha radiallahu anha. It was very wrong of me. Sometimes some people give you something and then they want hisab from you. Then give it yourself. Give it yourself. If you don't trust the person or you're not happy, of course there needs to be accountability, and I qualify that statement. But if you're limiting the man in what you have given, then where is the gift? So anyway, he obviously realized that that wasn't a correct statement. Now he tried to approach Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, La atahannath fi nadhri. I have taken a vow. So كلم المسور ابن مخرمة وعبد الرحمن ابن أسود وهما من بني الزهرة. So Abdullah ibn Zubair goes to Miswar ibn Makhrama, the hadith of Bukhari, and Abd al-Rahman ibn Aswad ibn Abd al-Yaghuth. And they both from the tribe of Banu Zuhra. Banu Zuhra is the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother. Banu Zuhra is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother's tribe. So they come from a prominent high profile, and he said, أنشدكما بالله. I give you an oath in the name of Allah that you have to make a plan and get me into Aisha radiallahu anha's house. I need to patch up. Really, I'm the loser. Marti bolaigyu. I made a statement and I want to retract my words. I'm not happy what I said. Really, I need to get in. I need to get in. So they agree. So they go to the door. We need to have people who facilitate. They say previously when two people were fighting, the third one was trying to stop it. Now the third one is videoing. Yeah. Okay, go for it. Go for it. Right. Slanom, man. Right? The third one was trying to stop it. The third one is now videoing and recording and spreading, and it's gone viral. So anyway, they come there and they knock on the door. Hadith of Bukhari. They say, Anadkhul, can we enter? Aisha radiallahu anha says, Udkhulu. So they say, Kulluna, can all of us? So Aisha radiallahu anha says, yes. وَهِيَ لَا تَعْلَمْ. And she doesn't know that Abdullah is with as well. Abdullah ibn Zubair is with. She doesn't know about it. So as they enter, دَخَلَ الْحِجَابَ وَأَعْتَنَقَهَا وَطَفِقَ يُنَاشِدُهَا وَيَبْكِي. So Miswar ibn Makhrama walks in. Abdurrahman ibn Aswad walks in, radiallahu anhuma. And Abdullah ibn Zubair crawls in, and as he gets there, there's obviously a veil. Now he can get behind the veil because it's his aunt. He gets right behind the veil, he hugs her, and he starts sobbing. And they now come there, وَطَفِقَ يُنَاشِدَانِهَا. And they're saying, oh, Umm al-Mu'mineen, from the back, please accept the apology. He made a mistake. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ وَالنَّذْرُ شَدِيدٌ. I do understand that the way forward is to reconcile, but I have taken a vow, and what can I do? And they cry, and she cries, and obviously this is Umm al-Mu'mineen, and she forgives him, and he's ever so happy. وَأَعْتَقَتْ فِي نَذْرِهَا ذَلِكَ أَرْبَعِينَ رَقَبَةً. And Aisha radiallahu anha then liberates 40 slaves. وَكَانَتْ كُلَّمَا تَذْكُرُ نَذْرَهَا تَبْكِي حَتَّى تَبُلَّ دُمُوعُهَا خِمَارَهَا. From that day onwards, till the day she passed away, whenever she used to reflect on this pledge and that separation and that lack of communication, she used to sob uncontrollably. We are humans. Errors can occur. there can be a break of communication. The spirit is, go forward and reconcile. So what's the second message? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. Forgive and you honored in the eyes of Allah. And the third, and I will try and condense it because much time has gone. وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. Whenever you display humility, then see how Allah elevates you. Aisha radiallahu anha said, إِنَّكُمْ تَدَعُونَ أَفْضَلَ الْعِبَادَةِ التَّوَاضُعُ. I don't know why people choose to abandon the best form of worship. They said, what is it? She said, what else besides humility? What else besides humility? Hammad ibn Salma said, إِنَّ أَقْوَامًا يَتَنَعَّمُونَ يَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَضَعَهُمْ وَإِنَّ أَقْوَامًا يَتَوَاضَعُونَ يَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَرْفَعَهُمْ. Some people are proud and arrogant and haughty. Allah will surely and inevitably disgrace them and humiliate them. And some people are humble. Allah will surely honor them and elevate them. Some Ibn Shawthab rahimahullah has mentioned, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى مُوسَى. Allah sent wahi to Musa, أَتَدْرِي لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ إِصْطَفَيْتُكَ لِرِسَالَتِي. O Musa, do you know why I have selected you for my prophethood? He said, no, O Allah. مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ. Nobody displayed humility that just like how you displayed humility. Because of that, Raja ibn Haywa says, سَمَرْتُ لَيْلَةً. سَمَرْتُ لَيْلَةً عِنْدَ عُمَرٍ. I spent a night. Samura in Arabic means to sit and chat. In the Arabs used to have it. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا. So on a moonlit night, they would sit and have a social discussion. So one night I sat by Umar ibn Abdulaziz. Raja ibn Haywa says, so while we were sitting, the candle switched off. So I stood up. فَأَمَرَنِي عُمَرُ بِالْجُلُوسِ. He said, sit down. So I stood up. Then he went forward and then he poured the oil in the lantern and he then kindled it and he ignited it. And then he said, قُمْتُ وَأَنَا عُمَرْ وَجَلَسْتُ وَأَنَا عُمَرْ. قُمْتُ وَأَنَا عُمَرْ وَجَلَسْتُ وَأَنَا عُمَرْ وَلُؤْمٌ بِالرَّجُلِ إِنِ اسْتَخْدَمَ ضَيْفًا. I stood up, I was sitting, I was Umar ibn Abdulaziz. I got up and I lit the candle. I'm still Umar ibn Abdulaziz. I didn't lose my position. And it's really an insult to take any service from the guest by the host. I was reading something, forgive me man, while I was flying now from Barbados to Toronto. So when the Prophet ﷺ had the walima, I'll just give you the deduction in Quran and the beauty, right? So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the walima with Zainab, awlam rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Zainab mala awlam ala ahadin min nisa'ih. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a relatively big walima at the nikah of Zainab radhiyallahu anha. And then some sahaba sat down and inadvertently they caused discomfort to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pacing. This is one of the hadith given the commentary of this ayah. There are other explanations as well. It's in the 22nd juz in Surah Sabah. In Surah Ahzab. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell them anything, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pacing, and Allah revealed the verse that after you eat, and if the host doesn't want to keep, if your host wants you to be there, then that's separate because the illat has been referred to in the ayah, inna dhalikum kana yu'dhin nabi. So after you eat, fantashiru, leave. Because your prolonged discussion, inna dhalikum kana yu'dhin nabiyya fayastahyi minkum. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Your prolonged presence annoys Nabi Sassam. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi writes under this ayah that the Nabi of Allah gave us adab and akhlaq. And it was his teachings to convey to his guests that this is what you shouldn't do. But he held back on imparting this teaching because currently these sahaba were his guests. The teachings are, you must teach your, Nabi Sassam is the muallim, so he's going to teach his students also, his disciples also, his guests also. But their current role at this moment were his duyuf. So, وَلُؤْمٌ بِالرَّجُلِ إِنِ اسْتَخْدَمَ ضَيْفًا. Jubair ibn Nufayr says, that some people were walking. Sayyidina Umar was with, and they said to Umar, "Wallahi ma ra'ayna rajulan ashadda 'ala al-munafiqin wa la aqda bil-haqqi minka ya Umar, fa anta khayrun ba'da Rasulillah." Really, Umar, we didn't see a man more stern on the hypocrites, and we didn't see a man more just than you. So after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Wallahi you're the best person." So Auf ibn Malik was present. He said, "Kadhabtum wallah. Wallahi ra'ayna khayran minhu." By Allah, you people are speaking a lie. I have seen and we've seen people greater than Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now imagine somebody praise you and somebody counters that praise. You can just imagine what that's... Look at Sayyidina Umar. Oh man. One brother phoned me one day. He said, "With the grace of Allah, I just want to tell you something. I've been listening to your talks, but I've never loved Sayyidina Umar more as much as I love him after listening to your talks. Allah knows how much every sahabi, but I don't know, when I just read about Sayyidina Umar, it just gives me another feeling in my whole body. I just wish, hope and pray on the day of Qiyamah we walk and Allah forgives us." And imagine at the distance you see Umar ibn Khattab walking. Imagine at the distance you see Umar ibn Khattab walking. And I pray that Allah forgives us because we cherish his legacy. So Umar ibn Khattab said, "Waman huwa?" And who is that person? So Auf ibn Malik said, "Ra'ayna Aba Bakrin." Ra'ayna Aba Bakrin. We seen Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And of course, so what did Umar radiallahu anhu say? "Sadaqa Aufun wa kathabtum. Wallahi Abu Bakrin kana atyab min rihil misk. Wa ana adallu min ba'iri ahli." By Allah, Auf has spoken the truth. Abu Bakr was the real legend. He was the genius. He was the man. Myself, you can't even compare me to the camel in the house. Sayyidina Salman, humility, is the governor of Madain. A person from outside comes with ma'ahu hamlu tinin, and he's carrying some figs. So he doesn't realize that this is the governor. He say, "Come here, brother. Ihmil, carry this." So Salman radiallahu anhu plays on also. He carries the load. He's the governor. This man come from outside. "Bhai, what's your name? What's your name?" So one day I was driving back and I went into one very small town here. So like about 20, 30 people. I won't mention the name. So it was Jummah time. So one old uncle came. Say, "Bhai, you know to perform khutbah in salah." I said, "Uncle, I can try. "What's your name?" I said, "They call me Sulaiman." He said, "Okay, try, brother." I said, "I hope you just bear with me, uncle." I said, "Subhanallah." Anyway, I enjoyed the salah and everything. So it's quite a distance. He said, "By next week, you can come back." I said, "No, uncle, man, I was just passing through. So, you know, sorry." "Okay, thank you. Jazakallah. We enjoyed. We didn't understand Arabic, but it was nice." Anyway, what am I? I'm nothing, man. I'm useless, hopeless. Salman radiallahu anhu, what's that narration? "We all desire Jannah, and Jannah is waiting when Salman is coming. Jannah is waiting." Salman radiallahu anhu picked the load and put it on and he started walking. So as they walk in, people said, "Hadha al-Amir, Hadha al-Amir." "Bhai, this is the governor. This man, you know, you see, he became red like a tomato. This man went red in his face. He stopped. He said, "Please drop it." Salman radiallahu anhu said, "Nawaitu fihi niyya. Fala atrukuhu hatta ablugha baytak." I realize that you were unaware of my profile. I formulated an intention that this man, I'm going to take his load, even if he subsequently realizes and insists that I must drop the load when he knows who I am. I have now made a commitment. I'm going to carry your load till your house. This is a pledge I've made with Allah. Just move so we reach home quickly. Just move so we reach home quickly. This was the kind of humility. This was the kind of humility. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu at night, people used to ask him when he needed to make wudu, "Law amarta ba'd al-khadam fakafouk. Why are you getting up to fetch the water? There's so many servants." He said, "Inna al-layla lahum yastarihuna fi." There might be servants, but night means they need to sleep. We don't disturb the sleep of others. We don't disturb the sleep of others. How many of our sisters can allow our domestic helpers off on public holidays? "Inna yawmal ahad lahunna yastarihna." How many of us, inna al-layla lahum, last hadith, two. No, but what I mean, like one. The narration of Shama'il, Tirmizi. Nabi alayhi salam, hajja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala rahlin rathin. So my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hajj on his camel. Imagine my and your beloved mountain on that camel. Imagine him saying, khudu anni manasikakum, khudu anni manasikakum. Watch me, observe me, learn. You're not going to see me again. You're not going to see me again. He's mounted on his conveyance. And there is a carriage. And it's a simple carriage. Wa alayhi qatifa. And on that carriage, there's a little cloth. La tusawi arba'ata darahim. It has a little covering, nothing fancy, nothing lavish, wouldn't even break even to 4 dirhams. And because of this covering, he says, Allahumma ja'alhu hajjan la riya'a fihi wa la sum'ah. Allah, let it not be that my hajj is a boasting hajj. Let it not be that it is a hajj of ostentation. Let it not be that it is a hajj to impress others. Let it be a hajj of simplicity. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr says, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah as the conqueror of Makkah, istashrafah, people are now standing tiptoeing to see. It's the inaugural bash. It's the conqueror walking in. The wheel has turned. The circumstances has been reversed. And the more people are tiptoeing, the more he's dropping his head. The more people are tiptoeing. One child gets called in an assembly, man. You know, 2x2 school, 1x1 town, 5 people in that town, and we can't stop raving. And we, the Nabi of Allah is, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbik وَمَا تَأَخَّرْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. The Nabi of Allah is walking in. People are tiptoeing. حَتَّى أَنَّ عُثْنُونَهُ أي لِحْيَتَهُ لَيَكَادُ يَمَسُّ وَاسِتَةَ الرَّحْلِ. He dropped so much that the blessed beard was now flush against the back of the camel. Head down. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْجَزَ وَعْدَهُ نَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ هَزَمَ الْأَحْزَامَ وَحْدَهُ. Allah, all praise belongs to you. You always fulfill your promises. You defeated the opponents independently, and you alone assisted your servant. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, ثَلَاثٌ هُنَّ رَأْسُ التَّوَاضُعُ. 3 things are the pinnacle of humility. أَنْ تَبْدَأْ بِالسَّلَامِ عَلَى مَنْ لَقِيتَهُ. When you meet someone, greet him. When you enter a gathering, you are pleased to occupy an inferior position and you don't seek a prominent position. وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ الرِّيَاءَ وَالسُّمْعَةَ. And you dislike boastfulness and pride and arrogance and ostentation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to imbibe these beautiful teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. May Allah reward you for your patience. May Allah reward the host, Hafiz Salim sahab, and all the brothers and sisters of the community. May Allah grant you goodness, barakah, and afia.
Buy Islamic media, CDs, CD-ROMs, MP3s, and DVDs at SoakIslam.com. Secure online shopping available 24 hours a day. That's SoakIslam. SoukIslam.com.